Chapter 12, Qualities. Place all of the religions in a blender and swirl them into liquid religion. Take out your magical filter and command it to remove everything from the liquid that is not absolutely essential. Now, pour the liquid through the filter into a small perfume bottle. The filter does its job of removing ritual, dogma, and other non-essentials. The perfume bottle now holds a product called the elegant essence of religion. If you were to drink this one night before sleep and wake up in the morning transformed into a Christ, Krishna, Buddha, favorite master, saint, sage, or the highest person you can imagine, what would be in the bottle? If you did the same exercise with every other healing model that you can think of, including the psychotherapies, 12-step programs, DBT, dialectical behavioral therapy, and other mindfulness-based cognitive therapies, what would be in the bottle? On the next page, you will see a list of 100 healing qualities. These qualities would be in the bottle. These qualities make up the essential healing principle of all psychosocial and religious spiritual belief systems. The Bible, Quran, Bhagavad Gita, and all sacred texts and stories speak to these qualities. Christ, Buddha, Krishna, Rumi, the Baal Shem Tov, saints, sages, gurus, Zen masters, and yogis teach these qualities. The qualities are at the core of every spiritual story. They represent the basics, the alphabet, and the periodic table of spiritual elements. Likewise, all psychosocial healing models ultimately point to these qualities as the goal of inner healing work. These are the qualities that we are going to study. These are the qualities that we will use to heal, manage our pain, and evolve. Following your review of the list, there will be a more detailed discussion about how the qualities help us do this work. I will recite the list of 100 healing qualities. Just reading and listening to the qualities sometimes helps people feel better. The qualities are listed in alphabetical order. Acceptance, appreciation, balance, beauty, belief, changelessness, cheerfulness, clarity, community, compassion, confidence, contentment, courage, creativity, desirelessness, devotion, endurance, energy, enthusiasm, equality, eternity, even-mindedness, faith, fearlessness, forbearance, forgiveness, freedom, friendship, fun, generosity, gentleness, gratitude, harmony, healing, honesty, hope, humility, humor, immortality, infinity, integrity, interconnectedness, introspection, intuition, joy, justice, kindness, knowledge, laughter, light, listening, loyalty, mercy, mindfulness, mystery, non-attachment, non-injury, oneness, openness, order, patience, peace, perfection, perseverance, play, positive thinking, power, practicality, pure awareness, pure consciousness, purity, receptivity, reverence, rhythm, safety, security, self-control, service, silence, simplicity, sincerity, spaciousness, stillness, strength, success, surrender, sweetness, tenderness, thoughtfulness, tolerance, trust, truthfulness, unconditional love, understanding, unity, usefulness, warmth, will, wisdom, witness. And there's your 100 healing qualities, and healing quality number 101 is other. The significance of other is that you are encouraged to add or delete the qualities according to your individual needs. Important points about the qualities. You have an army of 100 healing qualities. They are in the genetic code, the inherited wisdom of the body. They are not just words, but actual healing powers. We can deploy them in response to any painful problem. They are more powerful than the painful problem. We know how to make them grow. Grow one and the others grow with it. They are interconnected. The goal is to make them unconditional, spontaneous, and automatic habits. As they become unconditional, spontaneous, automatic habits, the locus of control shifts from outside to inside. Expansion of healing qualities leads to higher states of consciousness. Life presents unlimited opportunities to evolve the qualities. Every moment of every scene is an opportunity to grow a quality. We can bring the qualities to every aspect of life: thought, feeling, choices, actions, listening, talking, working, eating, relaxing, relationships, conflicts, everything, you name it. There's no limit on the growth of a quality. There's always a next step. We always need more of all of the qualities, but from moment to moment, some stand out as more important than others. Work there. Reactivity is that part of our pain that is reversible. Healing qualities contain, reduce, or eliminate reactivity and guide us through what is left. This is skillful pain management. Armed with healing qualities, we are ultimately bigger than our pain. Good mental health is when the qualities are in charge. Good spiritual health is when the qualities are in charge. The most important question: are the qualities growing? In the next section, we will study these important healing principles in more detail. 1. Healing power. The qualities are not just words, but actual healing powers. Cultivation of the qualities leads to expanded healing power. When the qualities are in charge, we heal. Everything is on the table. As the qualities grow, everything inside and outside is renegotiated, rearranged, rebalanced, and polished. Negativity melts. We heal. We rise. The cultivation of these wonderful qualities is essential for complete recovery. We need them for deepest healing. 2. Pain management. Healing qualities are the pain managers. We can deploy the qualities in response to any pain or problem. The qualities are more powerful than any painful problem. Healing powers such as love, compassion, understanding, forgiveness, courage, perseverance, gratitude, acceptance, and humility will contain, reduce, or eliminate any barrier we face. Responding to painful problems with healing qualities is skillful pain management. 3. Spiritual evolution. We know how to make the qualities grow. This workbook teaches 15 methods that will help you grow the qualities in response to any painful problem. As the qualities grow, we evolve spiritually. The definition of spiritual evolution has 3 components. A, we feel better. B, we become better people. C, we may experience higher states of consciousness. In this model, these 3 factors are the definition of spiritual evolution. 4. Love. For our purposes, each time you read the word love, you can consider that as one or a combination of these qualities. If you don't favor the word love, you are encouraged to use any label that gives you inspiration. Some examples would be truth, power, wisdom, higher self, true self, soul, Buddha, Atman, image of God, spiritual qualities, spiritual alphabet, healing alphabet, spiritual properties, healing qualities, lifesavers, attributes of love, or any label that gives you inspiration. It doesn't matter what we call it. What does matter is the recognition that at the very core of our being exists a host of healing qualities that can help us manage any painful problem. 5. The true self. The roles we play in life, our educational level, economic status, race, ethnicity, and age obscure our true nature. Our bodies, personalities, or roles do not ultimately describe us. Similarly, we are not our problems, flaws, or illnesses. These superficial identifications veil our true identity or true self, the soul, where we find all of the healing qualities. The qualities are our true identity, the higher self, our Buddha nature, the image of God within. This is who we really are. At the very core of our being, we are warm, loving human beings filled with strength, courage, wisdom, and joy. When we lose touch with this higher self, we are in trouble. 6. Interconnected. The list of healing qualities is long and may appear overwhelming. It need not be. All of the qualities are interconnected, and love is their root. If we improve our ability to love, the rest of the qualities simultaneously grow. Similarly, if we cultivate any one of the qualities, our love grows. We can pick one or a few qualities to work on at any given time. It doesn't matter which ones we choose. Grow one, and the others grow with it. They are interconnected. 7. Universal with variation. The qualities are universal. Every person has all of the qualities. The qualities are in every religion. They don't belong to one religion, and no religion owns them. They apply to all faiths, or no faith. The cells in the body do not ask about your religion. They don't care about theology or lack of theology. They don't care if you're atheist, agnostic, religious, or spiritual. They do care if you are in peace, love, and joy. All of us have the qualities, but each manifests the qualities in a unique way. We are the same being in different disguises. 8. Love is more powerful than any painful problem. Love is the great healer and the great pain manager. Love qualities contain, reduce, or eliminate our pain and guide us through what is left. Love is a part of the solution to any painful problem. Our problems can be complex, but the solution is simple: love and its consort qualities. We need love, compassion, patience, and kindness, no matter the nature of our problems, however complex they might be. When we add love qualities to our story, it may not eliminate all of our pain, but it is the line of least resistance. Following the way of love is the least painful way to go through life. All other routes are more painful. Love is the best possible ride. Look for love over pain as a means of expressing creativity and evolution. 9. Water on the fire of reactivity. Reactivity is that part of our pain that is reversible. Healing qualities are water on the fire of reactivity. Patience, kindness, love, compassion, and forgiveness heal anger, judgment, resentment, jealousy, anxiety, fear, cruelty, and more. Number 10, precision guidance. Religious, spiritual, and psychological healing models can be complex, confusing, and contradictory. The qualities, on the other hand, are concrete, specific, clear, simple, focused, crystallized, and precise. Let the qualities be your guide. These are universal truths that we can live by. They are easy to follow. 11. Unconditional, spontaneous, automatic habits. When we practice the methods recommended in this work, the qualities grow and become strong inner being muscles. At mastery, the qualities are USA, unconditional, spontaneous, automatic habits. This is a tall order. The qualities are relentless taskmasters. It takes years to cultivate peace, love, compassion, and understanding, no matter the condition of the world or your body. Number 12, locus of control shifts from outside to inside. As the qualities become USA, unconditional, spontaneous, and automatic habits, the locus of control shifts from outside to inside. As you build your external world of people and activities, you can also build an inner world of peace, power, and strength. As the healing qualities slowly grow, you will be less reactive and more relaxed. The ultimate goal is to shift your locus of control from outside to inside in order to be less reactive and to remain at peace under all conditions. 13. Higher states of consciousness. Expansion of healing qualities eventually leads to higher states of consciousness. When the qualities become strong enough, they can no longer contain themselves. They inflate by nature. Ever-expanding love and compassion eventually break into superconsciousness, unfathomable peace, pure unconditional love, and ecstatic joy. This pure consciousness expands to infinity. Exercises. Number 1. Your power in the story. No one can give you the qualities or take them away. You already have them, and you make them grow or shrink by the choices you make. This is your power in the story. An old Cherokee Indian was speaking to his grandson. "A fight is going on inside of me," he said to the boy. "It's a terrible fight between two wolves. One is evil. He is anger, envy, sorrow, regret, greed, arrogance, self-pity, guilt, resentment, inferiority, lies, false pride, superiority, and ego. The other is good. He is joy, peace, love, hope, serenity, humility, kindness, benevolence, empathy, generosity, truth, compassion, and faith. This same fight is going on inside of you and inside of every other person too." The grandson thought about it for a long minute and then asked his grandfather, "Which wolf will win?" The old Cherokee simply replied, "The one you feed." This wonderful Native American parable speaks to the evil and good wolf in each one of us. The evil wolf creates pain. The good wolf heals. Are you mindful of the battle between the two wolves in you? Which wolf have you been feeding? What changes would you like to make? To find your power in the story, choose the good wolf, love, a composite of 100 healing qualities. Often, our only place of power in the story is love. When we get this, we are really moving along. Exercise number 2, an army of 100 healing qualities. We are born with an army of 100 healing qualities. They are standard equipment built into the body from the start. They are in the genetic code as the inherited wisdom of the body. The jewels of this life lie at the very core of your being. You have within you now, right now, the habits of a sage. You are not just good, you are very good. Did you know that you're born with an army of 100 healing qualities? How does that make you feel? Review the list of 100 healing qualities. The list is not dogmatic. Take what you need and leave the rest. Notice quality 101, other. You are encouraged to add any quality that you personally find inspiring. Can you think of some qualities that you would like to add? You are also encouraged to delete any quality you wish. Which quality or qualities would you like to delete? What does your list look like? Your army of 100 healing qualities awaits marching orders. Have you called them up? If not, what are the barriers? Exercise number 3, the most direct, quick, simple, and efficient way to access healing power. To access healing power, all we have to do is place our needle of attention on a quality. Let's use compassion as an example. Compassion is already embedded in the genetic code, neural structures, and consciousness, waiting to be tapped free of cost. When we think, feel, and visualize compassion with affirmations, mindfulness, and meditation, we activate it and make it grow. When we do this, our healing power expands. We become more skillful pain managers, and we evolve. Evolution means we feel better, become better people, and experience higher states of consciousness. Compassion itself is the healer, pain manager, and spiritual transformer. Let it radiate out from the center of your being to every cell in your body, surrounding space, and other people. Cultivating the qualities is the most direct, quick, simple, and efficient way to access healing power. There are no circuitous routes. This is direct healing for you and others. the higher self, the roles we play in life, our educational level, economic status, race, ethnicity, and age obscure our true nature. Our bodies, personalities, or roles do not ultimately describe us. Similarly, we are not our problems, flaws, or illnesses. These superficial identifications veil our inner identity or true self, the soul, where we find all of the qualities. The qualities are our true nature, the higher self, our Buddha nature, the image of God within. It is who we really are. At the very core of our being, we are warm, loving human beings filled with strength, courage, wisdom, and joy. When we lose touch with this higher self, we are in trouble. Do you allow your problem or illness to define you? If so, how does that make you feel? Read the list of 100 healing qualities. As you read, realize this is your true or higher self. How does this make you feel? You are a warm, kind, loving, compassionate, strong human being. You're not just good. You are very good. How does this make you feel? Affirm, contemplate, meditate, go deep. Realize your Buddha nature. You are the qualities. Number 5, love is more powerful than any painful problem. Review the list of painful problems on page 58 and the list of healing qualities on page 79. Now, remember this, healing qualities are more powerful than any painful problem. Healing qualities such as love, compassion, understanding, forgiveness, and humility will contain, reduce, or eliminate our pain and guide us through what is left. When we add love qualities to our story, it may not eliminate all of our pain, but it is the line of least resistance. Following the way of love is the least painful way to go through life. All other routes are more painful. There's a jewel with many facets at the center of our being. The jewel is love. The facets are the healing qualities. No matter what happens, always stay in touch with love and its consort qualities. Can you think of a time when the lack of love on your part caused problems? Can you think of an example in your life where love healed your pain? Can you think of a time in your life when love helped you manage a pain that wouldn't go away? A member spoke about how the qualities impact his PTSD cycle. Quote, "My PTSD cycles are shorter when I throw the qualities into it. It shortens the episode." Unquote. Can you think of a problem and a healing quality that you used to help you manage that problem? Can you think of a time in your life when a healing quality helped you heal at a deeper level than usual? The entire story of psychosocial and spiritual healing is the triumph of love over pain. Look for love over pain as a means of expressing creativity and evolution. Number 6, water on the fire of reactivity. We already have all the qualities, but not enough. When we overreact, it is a result of a shortage in the qualities. Reactivity is that part of our pain that is reversible. Healing qualities are water on the fire of that reactivity. Patience, kindness, love, compassion, and forgiveness heal anger, judgment, resentment, jealousy, anxiety, fear, cruelty, and more. Review those scenes you wish you could rewrite and replay in a different way. Usually, this involves a lack of self-control, resulting in a string of negative consequences. Words slip out. You raise your voice. You yell, throw things, hit the wall, or worse. In these scenes, notice the relationship between reactivity and healing qualities. The more patience, kindness, compassion, and understanding, the less anger, judgment, resentment, fear, and cruelty. When healing qualities are big enough, reactivity can't get in. Can you think of some examples in your life when a healing quality helped you reduce your emotional reactivity? 7. Skillful pain management equals love. The qualities are pain managers. We can deploy them in response to any pain or problem. When we respond to painful problems with healing qualities, we manage our pain skillfully. Can you think of an example in your life when you managed your pain unskillfully? Now consult the list of healing qualities. Which qualities would have helped you manage that pain more skillfully? Can you think of an example in your life when you managed your pain skillfully by responding with healing qualities? Love and skillful pain management are one and the same. Do you see the connection? Love equals skillful pain management. 8, interconnected. The list of healing qualities is long and may appear formidable. It need not be. All of the qualities are connected, and love is the root. If we improve our ability to love, the rest of the qualities simultaneously grow. Similarly, if we cultivate any one of the qualities, our love grows. We can pick one or a few qualities to work on at any given time. It doesn't matter which ones we choose. If we cultivate compassion, we automatically become more patient and understanding. If we practice kindness, we automatically become more forgiving and loving. When we practice courage and perseverance, we automatically become stronger and more peaceful. Gratitude leads to reverence. Patience, kindness, sweetness, and gentleness move together. When we grow even one quality, the rest follow. It does not matter which ones we choose. Each quality is connected to the others, and they all lead to love. Which qualities would you like to grow first, knowing the rest will grow with it? 9. Protection, guidance, and wisdom. Religious, spiritual, and psychosocial healing models can be complex, confusing, and contradictory. The qualities, on the other hand, are concrete, specific, clear, simple, focused, crystallized, and precise. We can use the qualities for protection, guidance, and wisdom when we conduct family meetings, business meetings, and conflict resolution. We can use the qualities in our marriage and in all of our relationships. We need and crave the qualities. No matter what happens, always stay in touch with the qualities. They are the teacher, the guru, and the master. Let the qualities be your guide in thought, feeling, and action. They are easy to follow. How might you be able to use the qualities such as compassion, kindness, and understanding to guide your thoughts, feelings, choices, and actions? Pick a quality in the morning and let that quality guide you throughout the day. Affirmation. Compassion, love, and understanding guide me every moment throughout the day. Simple but difficult. Cultivating healing qualities in response to the painful problems of life may sound simple, but it is difficult. The qualities do grow if we practice the recommended methods, but growth is slow and sometimes it hurts. There is work to do. It involves discipline. It takes time. Is this a time in your life when you are willing to do some work? What barriers stand in your way? Are you willing to do some work today? Are you willing to do some work every day for the rest of your life? Are you willing to work one moment at a time for the rest of your life? Number 11, diversity. All of us have each of the qualities, but each of us manifests the qualities in our own way. We are the same being in different disguises. Can you think of some ways that you manifest healing qualities in your life? Can you think of some ways others manifest healing qualities in their lives? Enjoy the diverse way that others express the qualities. This can be a source of inspiration to you. Creativity. The list of 100 healing qualities seems long, but it is good to have a variety of options. There's no limit to the number of ways that we can use the qualities to heal, create, and evolve. A member said this about the qualities, quote, "There are so many options and so much room for play. I use the qualities in different ways. To me, compassion is an idea and kindness is a behavior. It is easier for me to be compassionate mentally, but being kind is another order of depth, as it means I have to be kind, not just in my head, but in my behavior. I'm talking about my head, how I treat people in my head. Kindness helps me behave mentally and in the real world as well." Life presents unlimited opportunities to evolve the qualities. Every moment of every scene is an opportunity to cultivate a healing quality. We always need more understanding, forgiveness, strength, and forbearance. We always need warmth, thoughtfulness, and sensitivity to the needs of others. There's always a need for justice and equality. We crave happiness, friendship, humor, laughter, and fun. We have an unbending need for peace, love, joy, and wisdom. We always need more of all the qualities, but from moment to moment, some stand out as more important than the others. Some of us need to focus on courage, strength, and perseverance, while others may need to work on patience, kindness, and compassion. In addition, we may need a different set of qualities from one day to the next, or different qualities for different parts of the day. Review the list of qualities. Which one or a combination of qualities do you need the most right now? The quality you choose may vary depending on your readiness, mood, the problem you are working with, or how much energy you have. For example, practicing forgiveness is difficult. One has to be ready. It requires energy and perseverance. On a day when you are already overwhelmed and tired, this might not be the best quality to choose. With a list of 100 healing qualities, you are likely able to find at least one that appeals to you and fits your current need. Notice how the qualities you need the most can change from scene to scene. You can practice a quality for a minute, hour, day, week, month, or even a year. We can bring the qualities to every aspect of life: thought, attitude, feeling, choices, actions, listening, talking, working, eating, relaxing, relationships, conflicts, everything, you name it. With 100 healing qualities, there are so many options and so much room for play. Be creative. You might try practicing 100 days of love. Choose a different quality every day for 100 days. Can you think of some unique ways that you can use the qualities in your life? What works for you? 13. Locus of control. As you build your external world of people and activities, you can also build an inner world of peace, power, and strength. As the healing qualities slowly grow, you will be less reactive and more relaxed. The ultimate goal is to shift your locus of control from outside to inside, to be less reactive, to remain strong and peaceful under all conditions. We may not be safe outside, but we are always safe inside with the qualities. Discuss how shifting the locus of control from outside to inside applies in your life. Number 14, superconsciousness. Healing qualities help us in every aspect of life. When we bring out the qualities in response to life's difficulties, our consciousness will rise to a higher state. Our life is smoother and easier. We feel better and become better people. When the qualities become strong enough, they can no longer contain themselves. They inflate by nature. The expansion of healing qualities leads to higher states of consciousness, the peace that surpasses understanding, pure love, ecstatic joy, cosmic sound, cosmic light, unfathomable stillness, and more. For more on superconscious experience, read Chapter 14, The Universal Healing Wheel with Traction Devices, on page 116 in this workbook. Have you ever had a superconscious experience? What was it like? How long did it last? 15. Self-esteem and soul esteem. Self-esteem is based on success and failure in the outer world. We feel good about ourselves when we succeed and feel bad when we fail. Soul esteem is a reflection of the true self, the Buddha, or image of God within. The qualities are in charge inside, independent of success or failure in the outer world. We have love, compassion, understanding, forgiveness, strength, and humor inside, no matter what happens outside. Notice how self-esteem is associated with an external locus of control. Your image is determined by what others think of you. Notice how soul esteem is associated with an internal locus of control. Your image is determined by what you think of yourself. Notice how self-esteem and soul esteem play out in the movie of your life. As we evolve and soul esteem grows, the locus of control shifts from outside to inside. Practice the following affirmation. What others think of me is none of my business. 16. Goodness. Everyone brings something deeply good to the table right now. Which qualities are you good at? Which qualities would you like to grow? Look for the healing qualities in others. Focus on those qualities rather than any negative characteristics. 17. Kindness. The Dalai Lama says, "This is my religion. There are no need for temples, no need for complicated philosophy. Our own brain, our own heart is our temple. The philosophy is kindness." Do you see? The one thing every religion, spiritual program, 12-step program, and any other healing model have in common is the cultivation of healing qualities. When you have a painful problem, consult the list of 100 spiritual qualities. Determine which qualities you need to help you manage your problem. Now, focus on your chosen quality and give it all of your attention. You can use the qualities as one-word affirmations throughout the day. Practice one or a combination of the healing qualities throughout the day and evaluate how you did at night. Did you respond to the day's events with these qualities or in a negative fashion? Identify areas for improvement and start anew the next day. 18. The most important question. Are the qualities growing? This is the most important question. To see if you are growing, review the qualities that you are working on and ask the following questions. Am I becoming more patient, kind, understanding, and peaceful? Am I growing in acceptance, compassion, forgiveness, and gentleness? Is there more love in my life, both giving and receiving? Is there more strength, courage, and perseverance? Is there more gratitude and humility? Is there more balance, rhythm, and harmony in my life? Am I more awake, aware, and alive? The answers to these questions make up your spiritual report card. Choose any one or combination of the qualities and see how you are doing. 19. Contagious. One member noted how kindness and safety were the two qualities he felt when he first started going to AA meetings. Then he became those qualities and was able to give them to others. His conclusion? The qualities are contagious. Drop kindness, safety, or any other healing quality into the center of your consciousness. Feel the healing vibrations throughout your system, and then send those vibrations to others and surrounding space. Start your day with a healing quality and focus on that quality all day long. Invoke a powerful memory of this quality working in your life. Think, picture, and feel the quality healing yourself and others. Keep it for a week, month, or longer. 20. Clusters. You can bundle the qualities and use them for your walking meditation, affirmation, or mantra. This is a great exercise. It feels really good to practice these while you go about your business throughout the day. Here are some examples that you can use on different days depending on your mood, energy level, and need at the time. Give yourself the following one-word commands: acceptance, courage, and endurance. Compassion, love, understanding, forgiveness. Balance, rhythm, harmony. Patient, kind, sweet, tender, gentle. Stillness, silence, spaciousness, serenity. Courage, strength, perseverance. Soft, yield, open, silence. Humility, devotion, surrender, trust. Love, truth, beauty, goodness. Peace, love, joy, power, wisdom. Faith, trust, belief, positive thought. Surrender, obey, accept, attune, receive. Love, service, courage, faith. Simplicity, oneness, humility. Create your own quality cluster. 21. Rivet them in. The qualities can be our organizing principle, core beliefs, backbone, or the hub of the wheel. The goal is to manifest the qualities in full bloom at all times, but this is impossible. Our imperfections get in the way. But we can make them grow a little bit each day by making them our lifelong affirmations. There's always another step to take. Get the qualities in your mind first, then in your heart, then in your bones. Fix your mind to the qualities and the qualities to your mind and don't let go. Rivet them in. Don't let anything knock you off that pedestal. Focus on one or a combination of the qualities, not just for a few minutes, but throughout the day, 24/7, for the rest of your life. Give the qualities to yourself and others at all times. This is true mindfulness. This is wisdom in action. 22. The three-story house. We live in a three-story house. The first floor of the house is where we live out our story. It becomes turbulent or chaotic at times. The second floor of the house is filled with unlimited healing qualities. We can go there for solace and comfort. No matter the problems we face, the second floor offers peace, safety, harmony, and strength. When we bring second floor qualities down to the first floor, everything gets better. When the qualities become strong enough, they expand through the roof of the second floor to the third floor of the house. Here, there are no walls or ceiling. This is the big space, the land of the higher power and higher states of consciousness, sometimes referred to as superconsciousness. Here you will find unfathomable peace, pure unconditional love, and ecstatic joy. When your consciousness is high, nothing can touch you. Get to the second floor of the house and eventually the third floor. That is all you need. That is the key and the solution to life's problems. The way and the goal is expansion of healing qualities. This is wisdom. For an expanded version of the house, see chapter 44 on page 315 in this workbook. 23. Low tide. When you are at low tide or when you drift, you can re-energize in each moment by practicing the following method. Stop, breathe, present moment, pick a quality. Points to remember. The love qualities are healers, pain managers, and spiritual transformers. The qualities are concrete, specific, clear, simple, focused, crystallized, and precise. The qualities are the quickest and most direct path to expanded healing power. We use the regular alphabet to learn language. Spiritual qualities are the alphabet of life. Love is a unified force field with infinite possibilities. We are the same being in different disguises. Each of us manifests the qualities in a different way. No matter what barriers might stop us, we can always respond with healing qualities. These are our tools, the habits of a sage, the jewels of this life. When your back is against the wall and you are in pain, you can call up your army of 100 healing qualities. Love qualities are the goal, the product, and the true measure of our success. When you are in alignment with the qualities, everything falls into place. Don't leave home without them. The answer to our painful problems is simple. Grow some qualities. How? Practice PMQ, also referred to as rolling the universal healing wheel. When we practice breathwork, affirmations, mindfulness, and meditation, healing qualities grow, Painful problems are contained, reduced, or eliminated, and we evolve. We feel better, become better people, and may experience higher states of consciousness. PMQ is the essential healing principle, the E equals MC squared, of all psychosocial and spiritual healing models. Love qualities are the gold standard, the ideal, the best. They guide us. They set the boundaries and the pathway. We are either in or out of bounds, on or off the path. When our thoughts, feelings, and actions are not in alignment with love, we have work to do. The work is to practice any one or a combination of methods to expand love until it is unconditional. We are afraid of suffering, disease, disability, the unknown, and death. This fear makes the inevitable suffering of life worse and slows down the healing process. The essence of mind-body medicine is reducing that reactivity and replacing it with healing qualities such as compassion, love, understanding, strength, courage, and peace. Bring out healing qualities in response to life's difficulties. Your life will be smoother, easier, and you will feel better. Healing qualities adding up to love are more powerful than any painful problem. Clearly establish the cultivation of healing qualities as your goal and keep that ever-shining goal before you. Make the qualities the central organizing principle of your life. You may get overwhelmed, but you won't get lost. The qualities are your radiant light. Let them burn brightly and illuminate your way. The techniques described in this book will show you how to place your needle of attention on healing qualities referred to as love. You will learn how to think, feel, visualize, and ultimately become these qualities. The qualities will then help you broker and buffer any painful problem. Skillful pain management, reduced reactivity, increased healing qualities, and love are all the same thing. The most simple way to say this is love is the great healer. When we apply the qualities to our serious problems over the years, we will see how they broaden, deepen, and have a totally different meaning. Faith, surrender, courage, and so forth will have different meanings as you pass through the decades of your life. There's no limit to their creative healing powers. The most important question, are the qualities growing? Following are memorable quotes about the qualities from groups and classes. Each quality is a light switch from negative to positive. The qualities will make you purr just like a kitten. Maybe not right away, but eventually. You can hold on to your snark or throw the qualities into the mix and move out of it. Healing qualities are safe. They open the door without toxicity. The qualities feed each other. I pick a quality the first thing in the morning, one I am not familiar with. Whether we have a problem or not, we need the qualities. I practice when the weather is good, so I can call on them when the wind blows. The qualities are my toolbox. Every quality is a skill. There are 100 skills that I can develop. When I match my problem with a quality, it doesn't damage me or others. Gratitude is a muscle. The more I practice, the stronger it gets. Let the qualities be your guide. What would the qualities do? How would love, courage, patience, kindness, and perseverance guide me now? The qualities are a corrective guiding force. When I'm off, they get me back on course. Continuously affirm and practice the qualities you wish to manifest. When old habits persist, keep practicing anyway. Start where you are. You have the qualities. Gently build from there. The qualities are not just an affirmation, prayer, or checking in a couple of times a day. No. The qualities are your new habits locked into neural circuits so you can respond automatically and spontaneously. We get there by rolling the universal healing wheel, described in the next chapter. Now that you have completed your review of pain, method, and quality, we can study how these three work together. In the next chapter, you will learn how to roll the universal healing wheel.